So today I want to talk about rocking the shit out of option B. I sent out an email earlier this week where I included that quote. It's from Sheryl Sandberg, and she was talking, it was in something that she posted, I think, on her Facebook page after her husband died. And she was crying to a friend about how now there was no one to take her kid to an event. And the person that she was crying to said, "I'll do it. Like, I'll take your kid to that event." And she said, "But I don't want you. I want my husband." And the friend said, "That was plan A, and plan A isn't an option. So let's rock the shit out of plan B." And so if plan B is what you do when plan A isn't an option, then you want to rock the shit out of it. So what does that mean? Okay. Plan A, I think for most of us, is I will drink. I will drink. I will drink. I will drink more. I will drink a lot. I will drink and bad things will happen. I will drink and I'll feel terrible. And then we decide that we're going to do a period of time sober. Perhaps in the beginning, it's as sober research. We've tried drinking research. We might as well try some sober research. And in our period of sobriety research, we feel like it's not plan A anymore, right? Because plan A would be I drink and I drink and then I drink. And plan B is I'm going to be sober. So how do you rock the shit out of plan B? Well, you suck up everything there is to learn and know about it. You are thankful for every single day sober, and you know that you're never going to do this day again. Like, you're on day five, you're never going to have another day five again. So you scoop up everything there is to learn about day five. How do you feel? What works for you? What's a good treat for you? How much sleep do you really need? This is all the stuff that you get to figure out as you go along. But we get stuck thinking that plan A is the only way. It's like the woman whose husband died. And in her case, there really is nothing to be gained because her husband has already died. There's nothing to be gained by saying, "But I want him to do it." I know it's a natural tendency, and that's where we all go in our minds. I know that. We go to, "But I want it. But I want that." And when that isn't an option, like drinking isn't an option for you, it's not an option for me either, because it leads to a place that I don't want to go. And one drink leads me to that place where I don't want to go. There isn't any fictional one drink. There never was. Whenever I said I drank for the taste, I was lying.